11. Chilman wide left. Two men backfield. And some misdirection. Handoff to TJ Maxson. He's upended by Casey Sweeney at the 10-yard line. As Sweeney was all over that one once again, cutting off that jet sweep with all of his might. It's a 1 yard gain, second down and 9 from the 10-yard line.
You absolutely got to love it, because I would find it hard to believe that that is designed. It is simply a senior veteran 4-year player on varsity coming up saying, if you're not going to stop it, I will. And he reads the play like a quarterback would and should. And that's two times in a row he's come up and absolutely made a difference maker. This time, he gets credit for the tackle. 1 yard gain is all for Beale City will get on that play.
9:15 left in regulation. Second down and 9. Beale City tied with Ubley 14-14 at the Ubley 10-yard line. They need to get down to the 1 for a new set of downs. Pitch out to the left side to Ames. Ames inside the inside the 10 down to the 6-yard line. Tackle made by Ubley's Nolan Van Erp. And now third down in mid-range, third down in, we'll call it 5, with 8 minutes and 50 seconds left in regulation.
Still a good job by the Bearcats. The Aggies still want to attack the outside and attack the ends of that Bearcat defense. And that time, just a design sweep to the left side, and there's not really much room to run. They just angle themselves to the sideline, give them 4, maybe 3 on the play. Job well done by the Bearcats. Third down and a long 5 coming up for the Aggies. I was going to say 4-down territory, but we know they're not afraid to kick a field goal if need be.
Chilman wide left. Schaefer gets the pitch out to Trey Small to the right side, and there's one break tackle.
Down
into the corner, and touchdown, Beale City. Trey Small from 7 yards out into the end zone after one missed tackle for the Bearcats. Would have been a loss on the play. Instead, counts for 6 points for the Beale City Aggies, and the Aggies have taken the lead for the first time today. 8:13 left in regulation, 20-14 Beale City.
Oh, it was so close, Clark. I almost come unglued. It was a great play. Ethan Peruski had him in the backfield and just missed him. I don't know how. And then the speed that Trey Small has is enough to get to the pylon and score. I thought the Bearcats had him in the backfield. Instead, it's 6 very important points for the
Aggies.
And
they're going for the extra point. This one is splits the uprights, and Aiden Mindel makes it a 7-point lead for the Beale City Aggies, 21-14, right here on the WLW Sports Network. 8:13 remains in the fourth quarter. Ubley back on offense, trailing by 7 points. Right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStumb.com, and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, the Ryan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware.
A13 remains in regulation. Beale City leads by 7 points, 21-14. That's 14 straight points. And this is a touchback as Mindel's kick bounces 1 yard into the end zone. So Ubley will start at their own 20-yard line. An 80-yard field in front of them, trailing by 7 points. 8:13 remains in the fourth quarter. 21-14, Beale City.
Such an advantage to have a kicker like that. And you had a little wind, and he absolutely flies it into the end zone. It's like watching Dan Behnke at a driver. It just carries forever. It never comes down. And great job by the Aggies special teams. That now forces the Bearcats to go 80 yards on this defense.
First and 10 for the Ubley Bearcats from their own 20. And we have a timeout called. From what I understand, this feels like a Bill Sweeney timeout here for the Bearcats. This was their first of the second half, so they have 2 remaining with 8 minutes and 13 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 21-14, Beale City leading for the first time.
Twice this game, you've seen Coach Sweeney utilize his timeouts after a special teams kick. He used it after the punt, put them down at the half-inch yard line, and you see him after the opening kickoff. Now that goes into the end zone. They're going to start this drive at their own 20. But for me, that is simply a reminder, a calming them down. This game is not over. This team is up 7. We go for 2. So we score and get our two-point conversion. We take the lead. So this drive is very important to Coach Sweeney. Clearly, he called a timeout before the series even starts. He wants to make sure first down gets off on the right foot.
Beal City's 53 yards, 8 plays. Took 5 minutes off the clock. There's a handoff right to Colin Obrisky. He's out to about the 22-yard line. A gain of 2 on the play. Aiden Mindel, also the kicker, middle linebacker, brings him down for a gain of 2. Second down and 8 from the 22.
Now, if he played any offense at all, I'm certain he does windows, but he's no Casey Sweeney, I'll put it down.
No, that's for sure. Casey Sweeney also drives the bus, bounces the popcorn, and everything else. 7:45 left, clock rolling here. Ubley with 2 timeouts, trailing by 7 points. Facing a 2nd and 8 from their own 22-yard lines. Working off the right hash, Casey Sweeney, senior play caller, under center. Back to pass. He's in trouble, has to be flushed out to the right side, throws this downfield, and this is in and into
what
the hands
catch
of number 44, Shane Ozentoski. And that's a huge catch for Ozentoski all the way out to the 45-yard line. A 23-yard reception. And somehow Casey Sweeney threaded the needle into Ozentoski's hands.
When those situations, Clark, you either throw it away, take your loss, or you throw it up, a little bit of a 50-50 ball, and trust that your receiver's going to go get it. Why not throw it to the biggest guy, 6'4", 190, Shane Ozentoski? He was covered perfectly by Easton Yunker, as far as I'm concerned, but the ball was up, and it was in front of him, and the only guy that could extend his hands, jump up and go get it was Shane Ozentoski. He does, and gets both feet in. That catch is good on Sundays, Clark. What a throw and catch.
First and 10 from the 45, and his quarterback keeper around the left side, and Beal City smothers Casey Sweeney back at the 43-yard line. Leading the way was Chase Smith, defensive end, 5'10", 220-pound senior. Second down and 12 from the 43. Ubley getting a little momentum on their side, especially with a big throw and catch from Casey Sweeney to Shane Ozentoski.
Yeah, but it's coming in an uncharacteristic way. Right now, Beal City is dictating the way this game goes. They are forcing Ubley to throw the football. They are forcing Casey Sweeney to run the ball to the outside. This offense wants to run the ball with these powerful running backs, and they haven't been able to get that 3- and 4-yard mark that they've been looking for. So from the way I see it, Beal City is forcing Ubley to do different things, uncharacteristic things, and credit to them, Casey's made a couple great throws.
Back to pass once again. This one is nearly intercepted by Logan Shielman at the 45-yard line as Casey Sweeney swept down to the right side looking to hit. That would Isaac Warzynski and 22 Carl Sweeney both in that area. Falls incomplete, and Ubley avoids a turnover there as Logan Shielman was all over that one.
The throw, and again, when you have a team that doesn't throw the football a lot, these subtle timing mistakes happen. The read of finding Isaac Warzynski took a second too long. The throw comes out a little bit late because of that. Isaac Warzynski is wide open, folks, but by the time the ball gets there, it's thrown. It's not thrown in front of him. It's not led perfectly, and guess what? The defender comes up and makes a big play on the ball.
Bearcats coming out in the spread formation. Casey Sweeney with a lead blocker coming around the left side, cuts back inside, and he's brought down in Beal City territory at the 49. Actually, can mark him down to the 50, but he's 5 yards short of the first down marker, and it's going to be 4th down and 5 from midfield.
What is that formation? Look familiar. Look right into your rivalry's pocketbook, and what do you find? A spread offense, a receiver to the left, 2 to the right. He's got a running back keeping him company. That's a designed run to Casey Sweeney, utilizing Carson Haleski as a lead blocker, and scrambles ahead and now makes 4th down manageable. Ball at the 50, 4th down and 5. Bearcats need it. Spread offense again. Carson Haleski keeping Casey Sweeney company.
Both sidelines on their feet. Fan bases are fired up. 4th and 5. Sweeney rolls to his right, looking downfield. This one is thrown down. This one is way overthrown. Incomplete pass. And the Beal City comes up with their first stop and turnover on downs of the day. Pass was intended for Colin Obrisky downfield at the 20-yard line. and overthrown. Not a chance for Obrisky to bring that one in. And Beal City back on offense with a 7-point lead from midfield and 6 minutes and 27 seconds away from Ford Field.
Again, when you're a quarterback that doesn't throw the ball very often, you're asked to throw it. Sometimes you make up your mind where you're throwing it before it's even done. He knew he was going down the field, hoping to draw a penalty, hoping that Colin Obrisky would make a great play. It was a little overthrown. The coverage was tight. It was man-to-man coverage all the way. He actually had Carson